Hi, Alma.
Hey, I'm coming right now. You know, he kept on hanging up on me again.
Oh, sorry about that. I was actually with a call with another client.
No, like when I was calling, it was saying custom, it was like the automated machine was saying calls were being recorded, and then it said it would go over waiting for an agent, waiting and waiting, and then all of a sudden it'll cut off. It hangs up.
Oh.
I don't know. What the heck? I don't think there's anything.
Sorry about that. Okay, let me see here.
I got a text, and it was weird to me. It says, "Hi, Alma. I called Andrew, and he said he is at work and will call back." Andrew is my brother, but my brother's not nowhere on the account. It's just me and my dad. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking they're probably... Okay, yeah. I know who now. My friend
was
Andrew.
Yes. Actually, I texted you. I was the one who texted you. Remember, Andrew, that you said that friend of yours?
Yeah, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I was thinking of my brother. Because my brother's
name
is Andrew.
I'm like,
what the... My brother's horrified. He's not on my desk. And then I just popped in my head. Well, see, with him, we want to, he doesn't know a bunch of this, so he's like, okay, because he already does. He works for someone, but he has at least goals in his life. He wants his own business, his own company. And I was telling him, I'm always bragging him that I'm doing the stuff with my dad and this and that. Like, he's oh my God, he's my Jiminy Cricket. he's awesome. Like, anything wrong, he's there for me no matter what. He's the one that helped me move. He's an awesome, awesome person. I'll talk to him about it. I will talk to y'all about it. And his thing is, he wants me to help him to start the platform and stuff like that with y'all, because I think he did have Andrew at one time. He didn't like it. He didn't like it. So I was telling him about y'all and that y'all actually show y'all care about your customers and everything. And I told him, I said, I can actually help you a little bit. I mean, they know. And I said, okay. Because he thought they were going to be really high payments like Angie's was. And I told him, I said, no, you get a small package for now. See how things go. If you like it, there's no contract. And I started telling him everything. He goes, okay. He goes, well, you do it for me. Yeah.
Well, you can actually set up the account for him if that's, you know, if it's something that you both agree. So it can be under your name. It will still be under his name. Billing information will be under his, and then you will be the preferred contact. So basically, we'll go ahead and reach you out in regards
It'll
to the
be
business
just like
if
that.
You really want. Yeah, yeah. Something It'll, like the same as the setup with your dad. Yes.
Yeah, because I don't want, like, him. It's not that I don't trust him. I do. I trust him with my life I've passed out at home before. Nobody was there. My mother even. Nobody there gave a crap, but I was laying in bed for 3 days, and he literally busted himself inside my mama's house and took me out of the house and took me to the hospital.
Aww.
He's an awesome. I know him because of my husband. My husband and him used to work together. He is an awesome, awesome, awesome person. He's such a big-hearted, loving man. And he's been through a lot, a lot. And he's just been used and stepped on. He gives to a female. He gives them their heart. He gives them everything. Everything spoils them for them to just walk all over him. So, no. Now he knows. He tells them, no, I have my sister. She goes, my dad. He goes, I have my older, younger. He goes, my older little sister, because he's like 6-something. And so he's like 6'4". So he'll tell everybody, y'all got to go talk to her first because she don't care. She'll tell y'all. And if she says no, then y'all shit out of luck. But But, yeah, we want to start something because he's got his own clientele already. But mm-hmm. the thing is he does not want to leave his job, and he hardly sleeps, he hardly rests, he don't have time for nothing because he doesn't want to leave his main job because his clients were his clients, his main clients on his side.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a constant thing. He needs stability. He needs to make sure it's something constant so he can be able to pay his bills and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him if it would be okay and he tries it out with you, if y'all would try it out, and I don't know if y'all charge him now for it or if there was by chance that
for the campaign to start. Mm-hmm. We have mm-hmm. to start. We have to bill him before the campaign starts. I was able to speak with him for a very short time. He said that he was currently on a job, so he didn't have time to talk. And yeah.
Please just, I think y'all, give me mm-hmm. 1 minute, love. Do not hang up.
Okay.
I hate those calls. I really, really hate those calls. I'm getting excited
damn
thinking
God.
It's my husband. It's not my husband. It's because I'm not going to lie. I haven't liked y'all since I started talking to y'all. That's what I told him I loved about y'all, that y'all show y'all care about y'all customers. Y'all connect with y'all customers. I said, who has the time we're talking about our family and this and that instead of what we're talking about? He goes, I like that. He goes, I like that because he goes, when I was with Andrew, they're just trying to make money. They're not there to help their customers out. But, yeah, I was wondering, like, that he have to pay in first or to start something so he can see how it goes or what can we do to, like, help him out. Because I know right now he is on a budget.
We can start the same package with your dad. If we could go ahead and set up a call with him. And then maybe a three-way call with you and him. So, like, you know, it will be recorded as well that you will be the main point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
We could go ahead and do it tomorrow. And then, so far,
I mean, I can try to call him right now. He usually answers me because he gets worried if something's wrong. So I can try to call him now to see if he can say something. At least, hey, look, yeah, go ahead. She's I give her authorization.
Because it's already 4:01, so our closers actually closed at 4. Our closers had already left for sure. They logged out, like, on time at 4.
They said, heck no, we're gone. We're out of here.
Yes. So it would be best that we go ahead and call him tomorrow. Actually, like, what time would you like me to call you so we can reconnect with him? And then I can transfer you over to our sales team by tomorrow.
Well, to me, tomorrow, let me check if I have anything tomorrow. I know the afternoon I'm waiting. Oh, the morning I'm waiting for my husband. I don't know that man. He changes. They change damn visits all the time with that man. Like, we were supposed to have a visit this morning, and that's why I was up so early. And I had an appointment today for 5:30. And they didn't call me at 5:30. I had it for with y'all for the business cards today at 5:30, and they didn't even go. And tomorrow, I think I'm trying to find my calendar if I can freaking find it. My computer just updated, so it's like everywhere. And I hate it because I had to get used to it to a certain place. And then here we go. I mean, tomorrow's Wednesday. Any time in the morning I get? In the
morning.
Let me see, because I don't see nothing scheduled for tomorrow. Yeah, it's just tomorrow's Wednesday, yeah. Oh, today's class is only.
Mm-hmm.
Today my dad owes, my dad has to pay his membership today, don't he?
Yes, he does have a pending payment.
So my dad's pending payment today, it's how much was it?
That would be, let's see.
Because I wrote it.
$249.
Okay, and then they still need the five something when we get done.
Yes. But that should be not anytime this week, I believe.
I got an email from y'all or a text.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also had to argue with the business card people because they kept on they're putting the right email, but they were texting and they were emailing me from the other email. So I'm like, look, y'all need to understand. I'm going to deactivate this email. If y'all keep on emailing me here, I'm not going to get any answers. And they kept on and kept on, like, oh my God. And they started texting me since like 12 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I received another, was it a text? Something about the Google Verified, I think. Oh, it has to be an email. Let me see if I can find it on here. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Why are you so late there talking to me? You're talking to me that long. Okay, as much as it says verification, dear administrator. Okay, see the R&R. Again, I'm telling them that it's wrong. They're putting R in capital letters, in small letters, the word and, then they put R constructions.
Mm-hmm.
It is supposed to be R and the letter and, the sign and R constructions. And since my dad says that there's so many R&R constructions out there, that's why I told them to put R, the sign, and R, constructionsboads.com. That's what the email is going to be for the website. And the domain, they called it. But I'm looking at it now, and they're putting R, the word, and constructions. There's nothing about... Okay, and it says it's appeared for verification following successful review. Kindly access the verification center files. It's getting verification center files processed. I thought, I don't know, what the heck? It's not letting me get to that, though. It says, you're sorry, you can't access this item because it is in violations or terms. I don't get it. It's not letting me even go to that email no more. They put a link in here, and the link says .google.com/form/d/e/1FAIPQ. Oh, my God. That is a lot of letters.
May I ask what are you accessing right now?
It's on my Gmail. It says verification review approval for R&R construction. But like I said, they put R&R, they spelled it wrong. Well, I mean, they put it wrong, but I don't know. And it was weird to me.
Let me review here very quick, okay? Because I know your Google listing is already verified. Let me just check very quick.
Yeah, it says verification review approval.
R&R construction.
That's what was getting weird. I was like, she didn't mention nothing to me this earlier when she called.
Let me see.
Okay, this email, so the last email I got from them, they said they were going to change it.
Oh, there you go, R&R construction. So you are already verified in your list. Verified, and then for your Google Verified campaign, I believe we are just waiting for, it's already done and completed.
We're verified?
Yes, you are verified already.
Oh my God, we're already verified.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So yeah, it is already verified, and also with the Google Verified campaign. No, number one, Google Listing is verified, so that's good already. And then, for the Google Verified campaign, let me just pull it up.
Because now they sent me another email.
It's actually requesting again to do the background check. It shows optimization required, but it's asking.
I didn't get that one.
Sorry about that. How about now? Is it better?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't. Okay. I didn't receive no email talking about a background check. I received the one that you're saying that's verified right now. I think I'm looking at one out of screen. I can screenshot it and send it to you. It says invitation to official certification received. The blue certification badge issued by Meta. Uh-huh. Congratulations, you're verified. And it gives me a link. Uh-huh. I click on the link and it's Facebook. It says www.facebook.com/US verified for business. And then it just got, when I click on it, it says the disk development is not available.
I see now what they meant. So we need to do the background check for your account. I will go ahead and ask our team to trigger it so that they can send you the background check link. Now you will receive it here in the fourth. Oh, okay, wait. Now since the Google Verified campaign is actually under your dad's name, your dad should be the one who will receive the text. And then he will have to go, because what happens is that the background check, he will receive a text, he will open the link inside that text message, and then he will upload his picture of his ID. So it has to be him, because that link actually...
Because I've actually done it for him, for something else, before his doctor's, he'll send me a screenshot, he sends me a screenshot of his ID, and... I keep it on my computer, and because I'm not going to lie to you, I've been really, really, really good and wonderful people, so I don't want to lie. He'll send me a screenshot of his thing. I download the picture into my laptop, but with my phone is what I screenshot, I use to verify his ID. Because he's not going to, he's not going to know how to get on the link. He's not going to know how to do all that.
Let me see.
Let's see, there's another email in the tab. R&R Construction, Boaz.com, brief recommendation. Tammy, hello, R&R. While we're looking at R&R Construction, Boaz, I noticed a small detail that could affect how easily people find your page online. Not a big thing, but so I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately, they may require a selfie.
Oh, God.
So it really has to be your dad who needs to do it. Yeah, because the business is under his name.
Yeah. Okay, can you go ahead and send it to him? He's gonna like it or not. He doesn't like telling my brother to do nothing for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to tell my brother. He's gonna have to tell my brother to help him with this part, because he needs to do it. Because that's all we're lacking, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's the only pending item that we have. May I ask which number?
He likes it or not, you've got to involve my brother and do this, and that's it. No, don't ask him. You are the father. You're the parent. I always tell him that. You're the dad. You're the parent. It's not ask him. It's tell them, because you are the parent.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I'm looking at an email that says it was sent today at 6:21 from a Tammy. It says Tammy Long, 1998-44, Gmail. It says, hello, R&R Construction, Boaz.com. While looking at R&R Construction, Boaz.com, it says,
It doesn't even say like at Gmail or anything. Like it just says rnrconstructionbullets.com. And notice a small detail that could affect how easy people find your page online. Not a big thing, but I thought I'd ask, want me to send it over? I don't know what she's talking about.
That's another marketing company. That is a scam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, or someone called me earlier and started telling me that. She goes, oh, you know, we're not this and this. And we're not. Bye-bye. Thank you. I even lied to them so they can shut up. They're like, well, we don't find your business on the platform and no platform. This is why you're not getting leads. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, because I do my own damn platform. Just
yeah,
so
you will be getting more of those calls, especially when you
no,
get more online
going
presence.
To my personal
so.
Number. It isn't even
oh.
going to the business numbers, going to my personal number. They're telling me that I, myself, have a platform with them and that I'm not getting full leads. I'm like, who the heck are you? I'm like, I don't know you. But there is another.
I
like,
really have. So, by the way, Alma, can I ask the number of your father so I can go ahead and ask our team to send it to that number?
It's 256
490 1216. Okay, let me repeat that. 256 490 1216, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I will go ahead and send this over to our team, and then this will actually be processed by tomorrow. So your dad will be receiving the background check link by tomorrow. But that's actually great. So you have enough time later to let him know that what that link
is. Oh, I thought
it
was going to be that night because I was going to make him do it tonight.
I will try to ask our team, but since it's actually past 4 p.m. already,
yeah.
So most likely the team that handles the Google Verified campaign is already, they already left. But I will go ahead and send them a message today so that first thing in the morning they can go ahead and process it.
Okay, because also that like I'm saying, if we can change the way they're putting it, because I'm reading another one, this is actually from y'all, it's from Facebook and all that. It's like it says, it's Access Your Private Business Academy Summary, Achievement Summary. And it says that the verification refreshes R, and it says the word and again, in R. It's got, he wants it to be the sign and. For some reason, in some places he has it where it says and then, because they were doing that same thing all last night when they were emailing me. They kept on putting R and then the word and I literally, in bold and capital letters, I said R and then the sign and R, and then I literally spelled it out for them every single email, and they still were doing it the way it's written right now.
I apologize on that one. I do see here that it's already R and signed R, but I will check with the rest. I did, I actually checked on the website as well, and I already sent them a request to make sure that there is nothing. I did check. I did not see any R and word and then R on the website as of now, but I asked them to recheck everything just to make sure that there is nothing like that. And I also sent them the request to go ahead and update the description in all the pages on your website, and it should always say Boas, Alabama, and all and surrounding areas.
Yeah,
so it wouldn't just say.
She did fix some of those, and then, like, she said that I can just log in. She goes, you're not supposed to have two logins. He goes, but if you're going to just go on your laptop, log in, because my laptop's the one that has all his pictures. So she's like, if you're going to go on there just to go add pictures and edit the website, because she also said I couldn't, there's a link on there, there's a button on the laptop part that I can actually help her and edit little stuff here and there that I want. And answer the reviews. She goes, you can go ahead and do that. And then she goes, but just right away log off and stay on your phone. He goes, because of the fact that's where the calls go through. And that's what I was going to say. Also, that's what I was going to ask. Since he is doing the Google Verified and we're doing all of this, does this mean his regular leads for his regular membership is going to, they stop?
Oh, no, it will not. It will be the same. So we are actually running different campaigns for your dad. So the regular one, the monthly that you see, that's for the local map. And then the other one is the ad campaign, which is the Google verified. So that's a different type of campaign.
Okay, because like the last one I got, he was on the 15th, but it's a Texas number. Other than that, there's March 12th. And those are because I've answered them, and though the ones that are more up to date are ones that he had in the past that never got answered, that he said he never even seen them until I started going back on them. Like he didn't even know his wife left a message on him. So I was just going back, like, and talking to the customers and say, hey, look, I was just wanting, look, I'm new to this. I'm wanting a little feedback, see what you will help, what don't help, what y'all think they should better the company, da, da, da. And he hasn't got a real lead from Local Flash in a minute. I think, because some of those, the ones that don't have no name, like I said, I don't lie to you. The ones that don't have no name, I stole those from Angie.
Oh.
I even stole a bunch of them. I still got more. I'm going to call for mentors. I downloaded the whole thing. They said it. See, I'm one of those people, don't tell me I can't do something, because if you tell me I can't do it more, I'm going to find one way or another to get it done. So there's some, most of these, there's like 8 of them on there that I literally took from Angie's and put them on Local Flash. And there's still a lot more that I'm going to get. But as from y'all, he hasn't, like the last one I remember was the one that says 3 shop hairs that was on there, and we got that's them, really. They were old also on there. That's why I was wondering if there was a reason he wasn't getting that many more leads.
I looked up in his, the one that he's actually paying monthly, the Google Maps or the local SEO campaign. When I checked for a search for general contractor in Boas, he's actually ranking 2nd. So that means, he has good visibility, because that's what, local SEO does. It makes sure that you are actually visible in the map section when customers search for the service that you actually provide. But I'm going to go ahead and do a quick review on this one later for the, on other areas as well. Just to make sure that we are really not just, you know, visible in Boas, but also in the other locations that we are targeting. We do have a lot here on the list.
Yeah.
And I will go ahead and review them. Now,
go ahead. I was stretching. Sorry.
Oh. Okay. So once I see the areas that he's not doing very well, then I'm going to go ahead and send it over to our Google team, so that we can go ahead and put more focus on this area so that we can have better rankings and visibility there. That should improve the lead generation.
Yeah, because you remember when I was telling you about where it says total results, and then it says local leads, Google profile actions, reviews, Facebook listings? That is way different, again, from what I've been seeing. The one it said the last time, it was saying 3-something on total results. And then Facebook was actually way more popular than any of the other ones. He had alone 100-something for Facebook. He only had like 80-something for the – and now it's like it's saying total results 196, leads is 59, it says reviews 4, when I know there's more than 4 reviews on there. And then it says the profile for Google is 137, 8 listings and 0 Facebook, when it shouldn't be that, because like most of the ones that he does got is on Facebook.
The total results is 594.
Mine is, I can find it and send it to you.
Yeah, could you kindly send me the screenshot and then I will escalate it to my team. And by the way, when you go ahead and send a screenshot, make sure that I see the upper portion. Remember, there's like a cover and then there's analytics. I wanted to see that area.
Yeah, that's
I wanted
the
to
whole
keep
part that I'm sending right now.
Okay.
It shows a little bit of the web page on the bottom and top. Uh-huh. It says, it'll say, the screenshot says general contractor, BOAD, Elegant, uh-huh, analytics, and then it has all the numbers.
Okay, perfect, yes. If you could send them over, I will go ahead and escalate it to our team for review. So I'll have them review it tomorrow.
Yes, I just sent that to you, and somebody else is calling me Local Splash also now, so I guess I'll let you go. It's probably the website. All right, love. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.